SAS Australia on 7. It's certainly taken the country by storm.
Oh, it's epic. Yeah.
It is epic. And I heard something last night, and I said to Tiff, I said, Tiff, that's refreshing.
Yeah, again, I'm going to say it again, unusual coming from you, who cynical most of the time.
How
fair
dare
enough, too.
You?
It's a lot to be cynical about in this world, especially on reality TV.
Yeah, that's true. I am.
But this one is next level.
It is true
punishment, true pain.
Yep.
More than, you know, other shows where the pain isn't
I reckon dancing hurts more, but that's Dancing with the Stars hurts more than this.
I think with more delicate egos.
No, I'm just saying physically.
Oh, no, you only gave me a 4. I got a 4.
Look, I'd say physically dancing's harder.
No, I was worth a 7. I got
intense,
a 4.
Very intense, probably.
I got to hang out with, you know, beautiful people day in, day out for 3 months.
What type of beautiful people? Who do you mean?
Just people, mate. All beautiful. Everyone was beautiful in that show. Beautiful.
If you had to rank
dancers
them?
Are great.
Aren't
good
they?
On them.
Our next guest, not a dancer, but he was the one who said this refreshing statement last night. Jackson
Moore. Move forward, move.
I don't consider myself a celebrity at all. I think my dad is obviously a celebrity.
Get down!
The Warren last name is a celebrity.
Run! Run! We're being shot at!
But I don't think I'm famous or anything like that.
Get down!
Is that refreshing?
Yeah.
For someone on a reality TV show to not do the opposite is to pump themselves up relentlessly.
Yeah, well,
it's refreshing.
I agree. That is refreshing. And he's doing a great job, and we welcome him to the show, Jackson Moore.
There he is.
Hey, guys. Hello.
Jackson, that was
thank
refreshing. That was refreshing.
Thank you.
It was honest.
You know, I'm just reading your bio. Not your bio. I questioned a bit of a Q&A with you here, Jackson, and this is refreshing as too. A quote he lives by is, "Have no expectations and you will never be disappointed."
I
say
that
all the time.
Yeah, it's such a good quote, because if you have expectations for something, no matter what it is, if you fail them, you'll be really upset. But even if you do have expectations and you go over them, you'll be really happy. And obviously, I like to set goals and all that sort of stuff, but just the mindset of an expectation for something, I just usually leads to disappointment.
You know, Jackson, I don't want a big. I don't want a big.
I'm sorry, you're that's refreshing too.
He's very humble. I don't want a big note myself.
This is going to be tough to after what you've just said. This is going to be tough. But I believe in you. I've got no expectations on what you're about to say.
I think I invented that quote.
There we go.
Yeah. Jackson, is there any chance you heard that off me over the years? I mean.
No, I came up with that quote, and when someone
Jackson, here we go.
I believe I came up with that
here we
quote.
Go.
Who's heard me say that before? Sasha, friend of yours, heard me say that quote before.
I reckon the first time I heard it was on.
You have.
No, yes. Sasha, that was going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You've heard me say that before. Yes. Yeah, Jackson. I think you might have.
Actually.
Yep. Yeah, what do you think? Know. Yep. Go for it.
I think I actually came up with that quote probably 4 or 5 years ago when I was playing a COD game on PlayStation. I did a really, really bad game, and I'm like, oh. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go in with no expectations and I won't be disappointed.
That's good enough for me.
That is good enough for me.
What's the date of yours?
I don't know.
What's
I've been saying that for since
Sash,
the noughties.
When do you think he said that the first time?
I'd say years ago when you were doing your quotes.
Yeah, years ago.
I don't know. Interesting.
First one to get a tattoo owns it. That's as far as I'm concerned. So I told you this was refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it great?
And what else another thing he has said in his Q&A is that what was he surprised by? How tough all the female recruits were. And that is true. They are just bulletproof, most of them, aren't they, Jackson?
Yeah, they were unbelievable. They were the toughest girls I've ever met.
Wow.
Ever met. Like, I don't know any girls in my personal life that could have done what they did.
Maybe your
mum.
So
that's why I said that in my
question. Your mum. Quick.
She's
very tough.
Yeah, my mum could do it.
Thank you.
My mum could do it.
Her yoga is next level now, isn't it, Simone's yoga, isn't it?
Yeah, she was trying to teach me to get flexible for the show. You got to do these stretches. You got to be agile, blah blah blah, but I can't even touch my toes.
I can't either.
You two have so much in common. I am loving this.
Is Shane your dad? Is he flexible?
Oh, no.
No, it's not good.
I think that's probably where I got it from.
Yeah, there you go.
Now tonight, it's big for you tonight. You get made I want to play a little bit. You get made a team leader. This is a little bit of what goes on.
Come on, you want to prove something to your old man, yeah? Here's your chance. Come on then, you're 21. Get your head up. Jeez, dude, why can't you? You're twice the size of her. Stand up straight. Look at me in the... Look at me. You told me you had something to prove. Do it now. This is your opportunity. Go.
Whoa.
It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Billy the DS just blasting me. But I was actually trying to, when I was watching it, it gave me a little bit of goosebumps because I don't actually remember him just being that close and yelling it to me because I was just so focused on the task and the job and trying to get that log up the hill that when he was actually in my face, I wasn't even present. I wasn't even taking it in and looking back. It's like,
see,
pretty cool.
Last one. Yeah. Last one to play. This is one that
I love his attitude.
I know he's the best.
Yeah.
Comes up with great quotes all by himself.
Yeah.
This is the one the other day about the food. I love this.
I've only had like 10 different foods before.
Are you like a paleo diet or something?
No, I've just always had the same thing.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, fries, and you don't like to experience new foods.
Yeah.
What are the 10?
The 10 are toast.
Yep.
Cereal.
Yep.
Eggs.
Yep.
Bacon. Burgers.
Yep.
Pasta.
Yep.
Pizza. Lasagna and apples.
I love the apples.
What more do you
bring
need?
It home with the apples.
What more do you need?
Oh, I love it, Jackson on SS Australia. Check
on you,
him
mate.
Out tonight. Thanks, buddy.
Nah, thanks, guys. Cheers, thank you. Thanks for having me.